Today, I am showing you how to make an easy, quick, free mind movie to help you manifest your desires in a very fun way. Before I show you how to make your own mind movie, you might be wondering, what is a mind movie? Mind movies are animated digital vision boards. Vision boards are a very effective tool to help you manifest, and mind movies take vision boards to the next level and animate them and bring them to life. Mind movies are either videos or slideshows containing either images, videos, affirmations, and music. Mind movies are a very powerful way to reprogram the subconscious mind to get what you want in a specific area of your life. Mind movies are a really fun technique that you can use to manifest your desires, and I think they are the most fun manifestation technique that I have ever tried. And remember that techniques aren't what manifest. What manifests is your imagination. So mind movies help you to activate your imagination, which activates your manifestation. So what are the benefits of using mind movies? Mind movies are a very passive way to manifest, which means they require less mental effort. You don't have to sit there and think, oh, what shall I manifest? I need to keep my mind focused, because it's like watching the TV. It's very passive. You just sit back, relax, and let the screen do the work for you. They're a bit like watching adverts on the TV. Adverts are programming your subconscious mind so that you want the thing that's being advertised, and a mind movie is like an advert, but it's actually giving you what you want rather than what you don't want. Mind movies can be very effective at any length, but even at 2 minutes long, it can be very effective, so they are very easy to slot into your day. And mind movies are much more powerful than other tools such as static vision boards, because they really help you to feel like you are part of the experience. Because just like watching TV, you've got the audio playing, you've got the text on the screen, you've got the video or the images in front of you, and it helps you to absorb yourself in that scene and believe that you are really there having that experience. Mind movies are really fun to create, and they're even more fun to use. Watching mind movies every day is a really easy habit to build as part of your manifestation routine, or it could be your only manifestation routine. Because we are so used to watching videos all the time, then it's very easy for us to just turn on a 2 minute video and watch it every day. So how do mind movies work? So instead of watching other people's adverts and being programmed by other people's product advertising, you can reprogram your own mind with your own advertising. When we're watching movies and videos, we tend to be in a very relaxed state, and this state is very good for reprogramming the subconscious mind. Joe Dispenza helped to popularize the use of mind movies, and this is what he had to say about mind movies. As this associative memory is triggered, your brain begins reorganizing its circuitry and laying down the tracks that turn the future you visualized in your mind movie into reality. In other words, mind movies help you to create reverse memories. Reverse memories are future memories that you want to manifest. You create the future by creating memories of it, and you create memories by using your imagination. To activate the manifestation, you need to create a scene in your imagination as if you're already there in that scene and you already have what you want. Mind movies make it really easy to create a scene in your imagination because you're already seeing that scene play out on the screen in front of you, which then also creates it in your own imagination. Your emotions are activated because of the emotive music that's playing at the same time as the mind movie, and music helps you to form memories. And your logical brain is convinced that you have what you want because the text on the screen is programming your subconscious mind. The text on the screen is telling the story of your future. I have had fantastic results from using mind movies. Within the first week of using a mind movie, two of the things in the mind movie had already manifested, and I'm really, really enjoying the process of using mind movies. Before I tell you how to create a mind movie, I just want to give you a few tips. Number one, use emotive music. You've got to use music that makes you feel a particular emotion. Usually a happy emotion would be a good thing if you're trying to manifest happy things. Number two, use images or videos that really inspire you, that help you feel happy and motivated. Don't use images that make you feel jealousy towards somebody else. Use images that helps you feel like you're part of the scene, that it's you who is getting what you want. And tip number three is to use text that's natural to you. This text is affirmations, or the word I like to use is brain stamps. Brain stamps are more effective than affirmations because you're using natural language. That's the whole point. It will only stamp what you want inside your brain if you use natural language that you would actually use. So if somebody asked you, how are things going? And you answered and you told them that you have manifested what you want, the language that you would say out loud, this is your brain stamps. So if somebody said to you, how are things going? You probably wouldn't say to them, I'm rich, I'm so rich, because that's not a natural response. If somebody said, how are things going with your finances? You probably again wouldn't say, I am rich. You would probably say, money is flowing in at the moment. We are really doing well financially. We've been really blessed financially. Whatever language you would use, that is the text for your brain stamps, otherwise it won't work. Now I'm going to show you exactly how to create a mind movie for free. And we're going to use some free software called Google Slides that anybody can use for free on any internet browser. And we are creating a presentation, a slideshow of what we want to manifest for our mind movie. What I've shown you today is a very basic mind movie. It's basic because it only uses images, it doesn't use videos. But it's a very, very fast, easy way to start creating a mind movie and feel like this process is easy, that you can really do it. And now that you've created a very basic mind movie that you can click through and play yourself, I want to show you how to take your mind movie to the next level. To take your mind movie to the next level, you will want to have something that plays automatically so you can really lose yourself in the experience and you don't have to click through it. It's also really good to use videos within your mind movie rather than using static images because that creates movement, it keeps your brain engaged and it helps you to feel like you're really there because the images are moving in front of you. And another way to take your mind movie to the next level is to include kaleidoscopes. The reason why we include a kaleidoscope within the mind movie is because starting the movie with a kaleidoscope really helps you to get in the zone. It helps you to clear the mind and forget everything else that you were thinking about because it really helps you to meditate and focus on what's about to come. And we also use a kaleidoscope at the end of the mind movie to help you to absorb the information from the mind movie and really believe it to be true. I actually have a mini course that walks you through the whole process of creating automated mind movies using videos, using kaleidoscope, using emotive music, using emotive brain stamps. And there are lots of different options for lots of different software that you can use. And I have created tech tutorials for all of them. All of them are easy. All of them are free. All of them are quick to learn, just like the one I've shown you today. As part of this course, I am also giving you a bank of resources that you can use for your own mind movies. I'm giving you access to my video kaleidoscopes. I'm giving you access to a range of stock videos in lots of different categories for lots of different purposes of things that you would want to manifest. I'm giving you my whole catalog of stock audios, and a lot of these audios are around about 2 minutes long so that you can create a mind movie that's 2 minutes long. They're all very emotive, very, very powerful music. I've also given you some longer audios in case you want to create a longer mind movie and really get into the zone. I've also given you a bank of brain stamps, of affirmations that all sound natural for all different areas of life. And I've given you full training on how to use all of it and some techniques and tips to take your mind movie to the next level and instructions on how to use your mind movie, when to use it, how to make it more effective and everything like this. If I get enough interest, I am going to create a separate mini course that you can buy separately. But at the moment, this mini course is part of my Business Manifestation Club that you can actually get access to for free by clicking the link below. But let me know if you would like to purchase this course separately and I will separate it and give you access to that. And when I've done that, that will also be in the description below. And if you want some examples as to how mind movies look, I have created 2 mind movies that you can go and have a look at this month. One is a money mind movie and the other is a success mind movie. And these will give you a good example as to how your completed mind movie will look. You can either create a mind movie on one particular topic or you can incorporate all of the different things you want to manifest into one mind movie. So go and check out my course in the description below. And while you're there, let me know, have you ever used a mind movie? What have you manifested using a mind movie? Or are you excited to create a mind movie in the future? And while you're there, like this video so more people can see it, subscribe for more, and now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.